A weighted subdivision is a decomposition of the plane into polygonal regions, with each region having an associated non-negative weight. The weighted distance between two points, S and T, within the same region is defined as the product of the associated weight and the Euclidean length of the line segment ST. For a path P, not necessarily polygonal, the weighted length of P is defined as the sum of the length of the intersection of P with each region in R multiplied by the associated weight. There are several optimization problems that have been considered using the weighted region model. One of the most fundamental operations is finding shortest paths between two points. This example illustrates how such paths may have many turns or lengths. Many applications require shortest paths with very few lengths. In this example, we find a shortest path with at most 9 lengths. And in this example, we find a shortest path with at most 4 lengths. Many nice properties and characteristics of the unrestricted shortest path problem do not hold for the k-length shortest path. Notice in this example, the shortest path actually bends inside a face. In this presentation, we demonstrate one approximation technique for finding optimal k-length shortest paths. This technique finds approximate paths that are at most a 1 plus epsilon factor of optimal, where epsilon is an arbitrary constant greater than 0, and has at most 2k minus 1 lengths. For any k-length path, there exists a 2k minus 1 length path that turns only on edges of the subdivision. Consider this optimal k-length path with three turns inside faces of the subdivision. By cutting the corners of the path on the edges of the subdivision, an edge-restricted path is formed whose length is no greater than the length of the original path. We now describe a discretization scheme used in several other weighted region problems. Let d of v be a function defined as follows. If v is a vertex of the subdivision, let d of v be equal to the minimum distance to the vertices vertex cell, where a vertex cell for v is formed by removing the edges incident to v as shown. If v is a point on the edge of the subdivision, let d of v be equal to the distance to the next closest edge. Steiner points are initially placed at some radius from each vertex v. That depends on epsilon, d of v, the subdivision's minimum weight, maximum weight, and a constant c obtained in the problem analysis. Subsequent Steiner points are placed at epsilon, d of sj, distance from each Steiner point sj as shown. Here we show elevation data from Santiago Peak in Big Bend National Park, and the resulting discretization of a corresponding triangulation. Each pair of adjacent Steiner points forms a Steiner edge, and each pair of Steiner edges forms a Steiner strip that we use to capture the solution space. We then use optimal edge-to-edge lengths to approximate lengths in an optimal path. We then join optimal edge-to-edge lengths with small edge-crawling lengths that are smaller than the length of the corresponding link multiplied by epsilon. An optimal path with a face interior turn can be approximated with a similar edge-restricted path. Here, L1 and L3 are approximated with optimal edge-to-edge lengths. Since L2 crosses only one face, any arbitrary link in the same Steiner strip is within a 1 plus epsilon factor of L2's length. We can therefore connect L1 prime and L3 prime directly without any edge-crawling links. Hence, each turn induces a small connecting link. A k-length path may have k-1 turns, and thus our approximating path has 2 k-1 links. A difficulty arises when we apply traditional analysis to links that turn inside vertex vicinities. We can't describe the error in terms of either the incoming or outgoing links, because either link may be quite small compared to the edge-crawling links needed to approximate the path. Instead, we consider the error associated with turning inside vertex vicinities in terms of a series of specially constructed subpaths. We define a subpath in such a way that it crosses no more than 4 vertex vicinities, and is guaranteed to pass through a vertex vicinity V and V's corresponding vertex cell. We can then express the minimum length of a subpath in terms of the functions d of V, and express the error associated with the vertex vicinities crossed in terms of this value. Thus, an optimal k-length path is captured by the Steiner strips formed by placing Steiner points on the edges of the subdivision. We construct a discretization graph by letting Steiner edges correspond to nodes, and Steiner strips correspond to weighted edges. We then use dynamic programming to solve for an optimal k-length path in the graph. Several simple examples for different values of k follow.